Yeah, let's pick it up with our next guest. It's Ben Morrell, who is a president of the Wortmann Steel Machinery Company in Moni, Illinois. Moni is your hometown today. We're telling you all about it. So welcome to the show, Ben. How are you?
Doing great. How are you today?
Is that Wortmann or Wortmann?
The second one.
Well, but it's a company that is new to Moni and is from overseas, right?
Correct. It's a Dutch-based company based out of Rijssen, Netherlands. It's almost on the German border, about an hour and a half outside of Amsterdam.
And what are they doing in Moni?
So we've been in Moni since about 2014 already. Out of this office, we have our administration and a customer service support and parts department currently. And then obviously a little bit of sales. Those guys are generally out in the field, though. But being that we've grown to be about 50% of the factory's output, it makes sense that we establish a larger presence here in the U.S. and start manufacturing here.
27 acres, 100,000 square foot fabrication shop, 20,000 square feet of office space on Ridgeland Avenue in Little Moni, Illinois. What do you all manufacture?
So what we're going to start with manufacturing is what we would call the material handling between the machines. So the machines themselves are kind of standardized, the actual units that do the processing. But what we're going to start with here is the roller conveyors and the transfers that connect all those machines and move the material in and out of them. They take up a lot of room in conveyors. They take up a lot of room in containers. And there's a longer lead time on those particular items. So that's the first piece of sort of low-hanging fruit for us to start manufacturing here domestically. And then in the future, we'll start looking at actually producing the machines here as well.
Pardon me. So I've been to some plants, and when I was younger, I worked in a factory, and there'd be a machine doing something, but then that part or that box would need to get somewhere else. It would roll along a metallic kind of conveyor. Are you saying you manufacture those things that we see in between assembly places at a plant?
Exactly. So our machines, they process steel primarily for large structures like schools, hospitals, churches, that kind of stuff. So that's our general customer base. And you imagine that those columns and beams that you see as one of those larger facilities go up,
yeah,
they're quite big and heavy. So generally you're using cranes and forklifts to put those members onto our material handling. The machine takes over for a period of time, and then you take it off and take it to the fabrication areas. That's what our machines are doing for our customers.
It's funny because when you look at a facility, you never really think about all of the details, like who made that part, how did it get there, you know, who designed it, who engineered it, who built it, and then how did it get assembled. And we just take that for granted. We don't even think about it. You guys think about it and manufacture some of that stuff.
Absolutely. And, you know, obviously our customers put a lot of thought into this, in general, for our customers, finding people that still want to grind steel, weld steel, and manipulate it, it's getting harder, you know. And these machines make those positions a lot easier. So most guys are still happy to weld, but they don't like using a grinder for 10 hours a day. So our machines help minimize that actual handwork that doesn't require a lot of skill and is not fun to do.
You guys are, but this is a company out of the Netherlands, say. How is it that they ended up in Moni? Why are you guys in north central Illinois?
Yeah, so you might notice I actually have a little bit of an accent myself. I was born in the UK. So my father brought us, me and my sisters, over here in 1995. And he was working for a similar company in the area, making similar machinery. And so it's kind of where we landed. And when my dad decided to change things up, his name's Adrian Morrell, he stayed local. He wanted to keep the family, keep everything the way it was, so to speak, and keep everybody close to each other. So we actually started in Kankakee in a small office there. And then we moved to Manteno briefly for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years before we moved up to here in Moni. And Moni has just been great to work with. They're very business friendly, and the staff that we deal with in Moni has been great. So it makes sense to stay with some of the other benefits that we got from the state of Illinois.
Well, they must love you in that small town. I'm reading a story in the Daily Journal, a $51 million expansion for you there. That's the facility we've been talking about. That's a big deal for your little town there, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we've got Governor State University nearby. We have a large school system to pull from. So there's a lot of potential talent here. I know it sounds like a small town, but there's a lot of towns that kind of intersect around here.
Yep.
And being that we're right off of I-57 and not far from I-80, we can pull from a lot of different regions. Even we have quite a few employees that drive over from Indiana.
How many people do you or will you end up employing?
Well, we currently have 67 employees here, and we're going to ramp up to a little bit over 100 by the beginning of 2026. And that, you know, you mentioned the 27 acres. We have the ability to take that 100,000 square foot warehouse space and duplicate that three more times.
Wow.
So in that facility, like, kind of the sky's the limit. And you know, you mentioned that we're out of the Netherlands. If we do this full expansion, we will have more square footage under roof than we do at our mothership right now.
You're hiring, and how much are you paying?
Well, it depends on the position. It's a real wide range, you know, everything from basic maintenance all the way up to machine operators, field engineers, and specialists on machines. So it's really a wide spectrum, but I can tell you it's above the prevailing wage.
And the cost of living is probably a little less, even though you'd be drawing from South Chicagoland, probably Indiana, all the way to Peoria and Kankakee and some of the towns that are even closer. Hooray for this. It seems like so often we hear about companies like yours not locating in Chicagoland or Illinois or the U.S. for that matter. I'm glad that you're where you are, Ben.
Oh, thank you. And you know, honestly, the state of Illinois made us really want to stay. We've been here. We have a great team here. And I can't emphasize the team that we currently have employed, how they've enabled us to have the growth that we've had in North America. And when we start looking around at other properties, we did look outside of state. And the state of Illinois really stepped up. And we have a $10 million grant on the table to go towards this facility.
Ben Morrell's the president of Wortmann Steel Machinery, Wortmann.net. And Moni, that's your hometown today. Ben, a pleasure to meet you. Thanks for giving us some of your time.
Take care.
Now get to work.